AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. We have the first reported case in the U.S. of the possibly more contagious variant of the coronavirus that was detected in Britain. A man in his 20s near Denver, Colorado, is in isolation. He has no travel history. President-elect Joe Biden is blasting the Trump administration's plan to get Americans vaccinated against the coronavirus. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Biden says it's falling far behind.
The effort to distribute and administer the vaccine is not progressing as it should.
With only a few million Americans getting vaccine shots so far, Biden says at this rate it'll take years, not months, to vaccinate the entire nation. He's pledged to ramp up to 1 million shots a day, but notes even then it'll take months to vaccinate most people. Biden's pledging a much more aggressive effort to get the campaign on track once he takes office. But in the meantime,
we need to steel our spines for what's ahead,
saying the coming weeks and months could be the pandemic's worst yet. Sagar Magani, Washington.
There was a push in the Senate to act quickly to approve $2,000 checks as part of the coronavirus economic relief bill.
Is there objection to the request for modification?
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate will start the process of addressing it. President Trump is pushing the Senate to approve the $2,000 checks. California is extending its strict coronavirus stay-at-home orders in areas where intensive care units are running out of beds. The Justice Department says it would not bring federal criminal charges against two police officers in Cleveland in the 2014 killing of 12-year-old Tamir Rice. The department says video of the shooting was too poor a quality for prosecutors to conclusively establish what happened. Tamir Rice, who is black, was playing with a pellet gun outside a rec center when he was shot and killed by a white police officer. Stocks down, the Dow down 64 points. This is AP News. American Airlines flew a Boeing 737 MAX with paying passengers, the plane's first commercial flight in the U.S. since it was grounded after two deadly crashes. 87 people were on the Miami to New York flight, including Daniel Weiss.
Everyone was chill. Flight attendants were really nice. Pilot was really nice. His wife was on the flight. Yeah, you know, I didn't feel unsafe at all.
Two MAX jets crashed in 2019 in Indonesia and Ethiopia. 346 people were killed. Changes have been made to the automated flight control system.
Planes crashed, and it's unfortunate, but 20 months, Boeing's a great American company. I like to think that that's enough time to figure things out.
United Airlines plans to resume MAX flights in February. The first government dietary guidelines for infants and toddlers recommends feeding only breast milk for at least 6 months and no added sugar for children under the age of two. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.